for choosing customer service. My name is Quantica. How can I assist you today?
Hi, Ms. Tika. My name is Ray, and I am calling from Axos Bank Disputes Department. And I'm calling regarding a mutual customer. She has disputed some transactions from Fast Gadget Maximum Muscle as unauthorized charges. So I wanted to confirm if the charges are on her name or on her account. If you could help me with the details.
Can I have your zip code, please?
Yes, the zip code will be 33025.
First and last name?
Bernadette Dunmingo. Do you want me to spell that for you?
Just a second. It's the first name. Is the first name Amindo?
The last name will be Mingo. M-I-N-G-O.
Let's see. You said M-I-N-G-O?
Right. That's the last name.
The first name?
Bernadette. B as in Bravo, E as in Echo, R as in Roger, N as in Nancy, A as in Alpha, D as in Dog, E as in Echo, T as in Tango, another T, and E as in Echo. Bernadette.
Okay, just a second.
Okay.
That it doesn't pop up. Could the account be under anybody else's name? Like that last, it could be under anybody else's name. Somebody else like comes by the first name.
Okay, so. Is there any way we could see that these transactions, because these transactions are on her account?
Right. What I'm saying is, could the account be under someone else's name with a different first name?
No.
Like Jimmy, Tracy. Okay. I have a Deborah.
Well, I can't. Can you check for Herman? Mingo.
What's the first name again?
Herman. H as in hotel. E as in echo. R as in Roger. M as in Mike, E as in Alpha, N as in Nancy. Herman L. Mingo.
No. Do they have a telephone number that would be listed on that account?
Yes.
Let's try that.
Yes. Okay, can you check the telephone number 954-668-5249?
Okay, nope. No, ma'am, it's not popping up. Do they have another telephone number?
Yes. Can I give you the another phone number? This is 954-438-7509.
No, ma'am.
Okay, so all right, is there any possibility you could pull up the detail with an email address?
Sure, let's try that.
Okay. I could give you two, because there are two account holders. One email address will be ming7509. No, 7509.
At Gmail?
At bellsouth.net. Bell South, B-E-L-L, S-O-U-T-H, .net?
No, ma'am.
One last. It would be B, Dunn, B as in Brow, D as in Dog, U as in Umbrella, N as in Nancy, 10114@gmail.com.
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Do you have the last? Do you have the first four of the card number? No, the last four. The last four. I'm sorry. The last four.
The last four will be 3645.
Should I miss? No, wait. I have it. Bernadette. Okay, that mailing address is 10-23-37 Southwest.
Can you read that?
The mailing address is 10-237 Southwest 23 Court. Is that it? Florida 33025.
It will be Southwest 23 Road,
They have
one
courts
zero two three
now.
seven.
It was
Yes.
10-237 Southwest 23 Courts,
Right. That's
Miramar,
the address.
Florida. Okay, yes, ma'am. So they have an account with us. They have the foot massager. However, the foot massager, they did only pay shipping and handling to receive the foot massager. However, there is a $49.97 charge that is for the factory direct savings store.
Okay. Is there any possibility that you could provide this detail to our official email address so we could take this into consideration before we go ahead with the dispute?
You need me to send something over, is what you're saying?
Yes,
The only thing that I
that would.
the only thing that I can do is give you information off of the account. Like the email that you gave me, it looks like they have a BDUNN10114@gmail.com. The telephone number
Yes.
that's on file is looks like 954-668-5248.
Yes, these
And
are the details that I also provided you on the phone. So could you please confirm me what are the services that they opted for?
looks like the foot massager.
Foot massager. Is this a product?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And it was delivered. I can let you know when it was delivered. I can give you a tracking number also.
Yes, if you could help me with that.
Okay, so it was delivered at, let's see. It was delivered in or at the mailbox. The tracking number is going to be 9. You can put this in Google to search it also. It's 9400
Nine four zero zero.
1111 0843 5829
Okay.
2197
Okay.
Two, three.
Okay, and what was it sent out through? What's the name of the courier?
It said it was sent through USPS Postal Service.
Okay. And would I be able to track it down on
Yes,
the internet?
ma'am. You can place it in Google and it'll pop up.
Okay. Was it only one charge for $49.97? Because there are other charges as well.
So it is a
Oh,
monthly
it's on top.
subscription for $49.97. That was for the Factory Direct Savings Store, and it looks like it's two charges of that.
Right. And the customer is not aware of these charges. Was it any specific name that the customer would have applied for? Because it looks like that they do not recognize a
So
name on their transaction.
what happened is, So what happened is basically once it lets them know on the terms and conditions. I can give you the website also and you can review the terms and conditions.
Okay.
Okay, just a
Okay.
second. Okay, so when I give you the website, you're gonna see the terms and conditions at the very bottom and you can scroll through it and read it where it's gonna charge them that price, that amount, and you'll see shipping and handling. Okay,
Okay.
just a second here. Foot massager. Okay, so the website is going to be Extreme,
Okay.
EXTREME, discount,
Okay. Okay.
supply, SUPPLY dot
Okay.
com.
Okay. And do you mean that they visited this website to purchase the foot massager?
And when going to the website, it lets you know that in the terms of condition that you will be billed $49 or to $50 for a foot massager.
Okay. Thank you so much. And one last request. If you will be able to send this detail, I mean, you can see that there is a purchase of $49.97 and the name of the product. So would you be able to send the screenshot or the invoice or receipt to our official email address? That would help.
No, ma'am, I won't be able to send anything over unless why I'm giving you all that I can give.
Okay. Thank you so much. Let me can I just confirm the tracking number you just provided was quite a long number.
Just a
I just
second.
want
Go
to make
ahead.
sure that I okay, it's 9400111 0843585829219723.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, thank you so much for all the information that you've provided. I appreciate your help.
Thank you, and thank you so much for choosing customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.